Bankers have a concern about the following. Borrowers lack credit discipline, partly due to government decision to waive outstanding loans of farmers. Farmers lack tangible security and insurance coverage. Market information on supply and demand price tends to be unreliable. This impacts credit assessment carried out by the banks. High operational and transaction costs are involved in servicing or even reaching out to the small and marginal processing firms. These factors create huge risk for bankers. Risk mitigation tools such as crop insurance do not completely cover all the risks. They face difficulties in accessing farmers, yield at various levels. Projecting or predicting, even calculating the premium, etc., in managing claims is quite difficult in such a scenario. There is a need to address this aspect of financing as well as bankers' risk management, without which the bank won't step forward to help out our farmers or the farming community in extending their support to reduce the post-harvest wastage or losses. Post-harvest management infrastructure in India is inadequate in terms of both capacity as well as the technology, that is the scientific way of storing the produced fruit or vegetables or any other produce. This is true across the value chain with respect to farm label collection centers, packaging houses, ripening chambers, quality assurance labs in which they are tested for various parameters, incubation centers, the power supply, even the transportation as well as the cold chains. It all results in low levels of processing and quality deterioration. Out of India's total fruit and vegetable production, only 1-2% gets processed. This itself speaks of the amount of requirement, the need of our of the processing firms to come or to be established, which can actually not only help out the farmers but can grow the economy to a certain extent. About 7% of the food grains and 30% of fruit and vegetables are lost due to warehousing shortfall. There is no place to store them around. At farm level, harvesting is carried out manually due to lack of knowledge of latest advancements in technology. They also cannot afford them or do not receive adequate technical support. The existing food testing labs are grossly insufficient in number as well as in capacity wherever they are. There is an urgent need to improve the present state of post-harvest management in India. There is a need to focus on innovation and develop comprehensive solutions that can compete at an international level and are also affordable to the actors of the value chain. Addressing human resource development is vital to efficient post-harvest management. So coming to post-harvest losses, the causes and the solutions, what we can suggest to improve or to reduce the cost and improve the shelf life of this produce. In today's global age, an efficient and effective agriculture value chain is characterized by reducing barriers to international trade, where actually the low tariffs and prices or export and subsidies, etc., plays a vital role. Increasing consolidation of links due to advances in communication technologies. Reducing transactional and transportation cost. Making higher quality products available to consumers. And most importantly, the better returns to the producer. Now, talking about non-perishable goods, which are not easily wasted, such as cereals, pulses, and oilseeds. If we talk about the bottlenecks, here it is manual or inappropriate farm label operations, lack of storage facilities, improper storage facilities, weather-related risks like weather calamities subjected to rain during transit and during the storage, and even lack of timely and affordable credit for improving, as well as inadequate or inaccurate market information available for them. What needs to be done is, like, we have to encourage the market reforms initiatives such as unified markets or producer organizations, commodity exchanges and contract farming. This has to be more and more organized to get a better facility or convenience to the producer or the farmer. Popularize warehouse receipts, financing, and to smoothen the producer's cash flow so that he doesn't have to go for a distressed sell immediately. So here the farmer can be asked to store his produce at a nearby warehouse where actually he can take cash or credit against the warehouse receipt after storing his produce at the warehouse. Proper testing of agricultural commodities is very much essential, and make the farm equipment available at affordable rates and train farmers. Provide easy access to affordable and timely credit and risk mitigation tools such as crop insurance. These are very much essential even before harvesting, when the farmers actually has to lead these equipments into the field where actually he want to harvest, and he doesn't require a lot of labors or untimely harvest due to crunch of labors. And then the encouraging the agricultural R&D to adopt end-to-end ICT based technologies, particularly in the markets where actually they can integrate and they can link all the informations available at one place under one roof. So now talking about perishables, which are much prone to the wastage or damage during the transit or even during the shelf life, we have to be very careful. And here when we are talking about perishable, we are mainly talking about the fruits and the vegetables as well as the plantation crops. Talking about the bottlenecks for these perishables, there is a lack of or improper cold storage facilities at farm and market levels. There is poor quality or absence of infrastructure facilities such as roads, which will facilitate the entire transportation or transit from the farm to the actual consumer. There is lack of waxing, grading, packaging and processing. Just imagine an apple or an orange from the producer side. When it reaches the consumer side, there is many hands which are holding it, and there are many chances where it can be damaged during the entire transit period or even during the storage period. So if it has been properly waxed, it won't lose that kind of shine, or it won't get damaged so easily. So that is what the quality retains, and if the quality is retained, it fetches the best price possible in the market. Similarly, the proper storage houses, it has to be properly sanitized against any kind of pest or disease attack so that it remains protected against any kind of post-harvest pest or diseases. Here the management of inaccurate market information has to be brought in under proper control. So this is another bottleneck where the information flow is very much inaccurate, and lack of product diversification through value addition, poor access to market where surplus produce can be sold. So what needs to be done? What can be the solution that we can suggest in case of all these bottlenecks being available for the perishable goods? It's better to provide better infrastructure facilities at both farm and market levels. We have to develop more scientific cold chains which can actually are temperature controlled, and they can provide the optimum requirement of temperature as well as moisture that is required to elongate the shelf life. Provide easy access to affordable and timely credit and risk management or risk mitigation tools such as crop insurance at the right time. Encourage agricultural R&D and to adopt end-to-end ICT based technologies, particularly in the markets. Facilitate certification and portal based transaction, which will actually make the farmers avail the kind of currency benefits that they can without the misuse or any kind of corruption in between. Now talking about the livestock produce such as poultry, eggs, inland fisheries or marine fisheries, even the meat and poultry meat. Here the bottlenecks are not very different, almost similar. So there is a lack of improper cold storage. The refrigerated cold storage are missing here. There is a Lack of proper display facilities at the farm, and market labels are not properly linked. Poor quality or absence of infrastructural facilities such as slaughterhouses, sorting, grading, packaging centers are missing. Mixed farming, inland fish and makhana, inaccurate market information, lack of product diversification through value addition, there is poor access to market where surplus produce can be sold, there is poor adaptation to safety, hygiene and quality standards, which actually deteriorate these livestock or meat at a much faster rate than they are expected. So what are the solutions we can suggest here? Is like we have to encourage the market reforms initiatives such as unified markets, cooperatives, the commodity exchanges, even the contract farming. We have to train the farmers in skills and we have to upgrade their skills for hygienically maintaining this or handling this kind of produce, and it has to be quality standardized. The animal identification to facilitate credit and insurance properly, and finally encourage agricultural R&D and adopt end-to-end ICT based technologies for the proper and seamless flow of information and maintenance of database of animals and the transaction altogether. Coming to the warehouse receipt system, how it works, it enables the farmers to deposit storage goods. Suppose, for example, a farmer comes to a warehouse with his produce. He can store his produce in the warehouse. In exchange of that, the warehouse will give it a warehouse receipt, and in the farmer can take the receipt and take credit loan from any financial institutions who actually recognizes or acknowledges that warehouse receipt. So this is a way to save the farmers from distress sale, where he doesn't have to go immediately to the market irrespective of whatever be the price prevailing in the market to sell the produce in the market. So that's how he can store his produce in a warehouse, and he can wait for the best price available in the market so that he can sell his produce at a later date in the market and realize the best price. A warehouse receipt is a document which is issued by warehouse operators as evidence that specified commodities of stated quantity and quality that have been deposited at a particular location. Warehouse receipt can be used as collateral for loans. Now, coming to the institutional support, the policy support which we have seen from the government on this aspect, the government of India has introduced Pradhan Mantri Bima Yojana, which covers both Kharif as well as Rabi crops commercially and horticultural crops. The government of India offers financial support and infrastructural support to the agricultural and food processing sectors. There are also schemes such as schemes for human resource development that aims to generate a large pool of well-qualified manpower in upgrading their skills who can serve as at different levels of the food processing sector. A number of fiscal incentives such as FDI, deduction in expenditure under Income Tax Act, revision of service tax rate, exemption from GST, concessions on central excise duty and custom duty have been given to agro-processing sector. So a lot of facilities has been given to agro-processing sector. This is just to encourage them for more and more establishment of agro-processing sector. As we read earlier, it's only about 1-2% are into processing only. Make in India program. The best part of the Make in India program is that the food processing sector has been identified as one of the most prominent sector under the Make in India program. So here the Indian sectors are encouraged more and more compared to the external companies who come into India and play a role. So here they are supported financially and infrastructurally with lot of subsidies and tax evasions. Commodity markets, if we talk about them, they are a platform for exchanging market information such as supply demand, and they show the price trend on a regular basis. Today there are 25 commodity exchanges in operation in India. So now let's talk about the integrated approach to post-harvest management. In case of perishable produce, the farmer, what he produces at the farm level, he takes it to the cold storage, and then from the cold storage it is taken over to the buyer's place, and the buyer processes the payment back to the farmer. So in the dotted line we can see that the farm produce can be taken to the packers and quality certification, where actually they can provide the quality certification to the cold storage, and then even the farmer has an option where actually he can trade it online, where actually the buyer can be aware about the availability of the farm produce at a particular price, where actually he can go and trade it online. So produce from the farm is sent to packaging house, where it is cleaned, graded and quality certified. It is then kept in cold storage. Buyers can purchase produce through online trading platform or portals and choose required quality or grades and get it shipped to their location or pick it up from the cold storage. This can reduce the number of intermediaries and the multiple hands which are handling the produce in between, which directly impacts the wastage, and this will definitely reduce the kind of wastage during the transit period. So tech intervention through improved storage structure and logistic can reduce post-harvest losses to a great extent and increase the farmer's revenue, because he can realize a better price on it. Use of hermetic structure and cold storage transport facilities can reduce post-harvest losses, maintain the freshness of fruits and vegetables and seed viability, and retain the quality. When we talk about non-perishable produce, the farmer has a wider window, and the farm produce can be transported to a scientific storage facilities, from where it can be transported to the buyer's place. Here also again, the farmer has the option to trade it online in the national exchange, from where the buyer can purchase it. In case of non-perishables, scientific storage systems, particularly warehousing or warehouse receipt systems, should be linked to commodity exchanges online, and this will be a meeting place for the farmers and buyers online. Produce from the farm is collected, graded and stored in warehouses. Buyers can purchase the produce through online trading platforms. Here the warehouse receipt system serves as a guarantee for assuring quality of the produce. Such system will reduce intermediaries, risk marketing cost, as well as wastage, and improve the quality of produce, and also revenue of the farmers will increase. Using scientific storage facilities is the panacea. It prevents storage losses and facilitates funding of post-harvest activities. Warehousing receipt from certified warehouses can be used as a collateral for funding from banks or any other lending institutions in the organized sector. Banks are advancing over 40,000 crore against warehousing receipt. It was just 5,000 crore a decade ago. So just see the quantum jump that has happened over a decade. These loans enables farmers to access the funds they require and meet the consumption needs and working capital requirement, like purchasing input for next season and transporting their goods at the right moment to the right market. So friends, in this chapter we have talked about the post-harvest losses. That amount is itself a very huge quantum of amount that we are incurring every year. Just to begin with the kind of losses that we are incurring, in the beginning we talked about almost more than 92,000 crore of rupees being lost every year only in the post-harvest phase, which was about 60,000 years about a couple of years ago. And now out of this 92,000 crores, only fruits and vegetables, which are very much perishable, account to about 40,000 crore. And if we talk about the wastage, the 92,000 plus crore, is much bigger than the total agriculture budget that we have for India for a financial year. So that's the kind of quantum loss what we are facing due to post-harvest wastage. So in this chapter, we have talked about the reasons for post-harvest wastage, what are the bottlenecks, and how to encounter them so that we can reduce as much loss as possible. We also touched upon the various aspects of policy norms where the government is trying to support us for reducing the wastage and for a better price realization for the farmers. We also talked about the various institutional support like warehousing receipt and other lending institutions who provide a loan to the farmer on the basis of those warehouse receipts so that the farmer is saved from the distress sale. Ultimately, there are two objectives. One is to reduce the wastage of the post-harvest produce. The second is to provide a better price realization to the farmers, who is the feeder of the nation. Thank you.